Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens. Among other public buildings in a certain town, which for many reasons it will be prudent to refrain from mentioning, and to which I will assign no fictitious name, there is one anciently common to most towns, great or small, to wit, a workhouse. And in this workhouse was born the item of mortality called Oliver Twist. After a few struggles, Oliver gave the first proof of the free and proper action of his lungs. A faint voice imperfectly articulated the words, "Let me see the child and die." The surgeon said with more kindness than might have been expected of him, "Oh, you must not talk about dying yet." "Law bless her dear heart, no," interrupted the old nurse. "When she has lived as long as I have, sir, and had 13 children of her own, and all of them dead except two, and them in the workhouse with me, she'll know better than to take on in that way. Bless her dear heart. Think what it is to be a mother. There's a dear young lamb, do." Apparently this consolatory perspective of a mother's prospects failed in producing its due effect. The patient shook her head and stretched out her hand towards the child. The surgeon deposited it in her arms.